The largest one in that region was about a magnitude 7.2 back in the late 1800s. But it's the largest one in this region in well over 20 years.
And obviously enough to cause damage, but this was just the first of many, I guess, if you will. Are aftershocks also earthquakes?
Yes, aftershocks are also earthquakes. Usually the first one is the largest, and that was a magnitude 6.4 yesterday, but they had a 5.4, which is also a quite sizable earthquake about 20 hours later. The frequency of the aftershocks will decrease as a function of time, so every day there's a lower likelihood, but they've had a number of earthquakes that they're going to continue to feel quite significantly.
Do we get any indication of, does that mean stronger ones are coming, you know, in the future sometime, 10 years, 5 years, 2 years?
There's no direct causality between what we know about this earthquake today and making a prediction about the future. All of California and most of the Western United States is quite seismically active. So certainly there will be earthquakes as large and larger in the future, but there's no direct prediction we can make from this one.
This is kind of an ongoing thing in California. This is called the Little Lakes Fault. Is that an active fault?
It is, yes. So there's a plate boundary in California in which the Pacific Plate is moving to the northwest about 5 centimeters every year with respect to California, Nevada, and the rest of the United States. Most of that motion is on the San Andreas Fault, which many of us have heard of, but some of that motion continues to bleed into California, into eastern California and western Nevada. And it's a region called the Eastern California Shear Zone, and it's known to be seismically active, and the Little Lakes Faults are part of that fault zone.
And does the U of M monitor all those faults? I know you're part of the university's geological and ecological departments.
Yes, there's actually a national network of monitoring systems. And so the motion of the ground is recorded by GPS sites that are built all throughout that region. One of the responses will be that government and commercial satellites will be asked to take photographs of this region from space in the next couple days. And on the ground, there will be a community response from California geologists who all head to that area to start looking at the damage, as well as engineers who will look at the damage to the civil infrastructure.
All right, Professor, a couple of two-part question for you. One, how does University of Michigan get involved in this? I mean, we're not exactly a high earthquake level zone. And B, does the effect out in California, is there any indication on what that means for us here in Michigan?
For the first part, the academic community is trained all over the world, so I was trained in California as a geologist, and I responded to a similar earthquake in 1999, and it's really a global academic community of people taking part in all different aspects of studying of earthquakes in the earth. In terms of Michigan itself, Michigan has a very, very low seismic risk, and so this particular activity in California does not presage any concerns for seismic activity in Michigan.